Now, let me see the hands of everybody in here that does not struggle with sin. The chapter in the book that I was supposed to be teaching on is Grace as the Foundation of the Fight Against Pornography. But I put / sin, because grace is the foundation in the fight against all sin, whether it be the sin of pornography or whatever the sin may be. And so this evening, if you're here and you have felt trapped in a sin, I want you to know that there's some good news. Jesus Christ came into this world as our sin bearer, and He took our sin upon Himself to Calvary's cross and bore it far away, even the sin of pornography. There's something wonderful about God's grace tonight. And you know, grace is manifested by God's forgiveness of our sins and in the power of His grace to transform our lives. I need that transformation. Do you need that transformation? You know, when you turn to the book of 1 John, he has a wonderful promise there to us this evening. 1 John chapter 1. It says in verse 9, in this chapter, he had an acronym, CAR, C-A-R. And each one of these things points to a certain aspect in how we grasp today, in a practical way, God's forgiveness and His transforming power. What unites the two is repentance. Repentance unites the two. You know that heaven rejoices whenever one sinner repents? Do you think God wants us to repent? You see, that's the one thing that the devil wants to keep us from. And that's the one thing we need the most. To repent, to turn around and go 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And so we grasp the reality of the grace of forgiveness and transformation through repentance. CAR begins with C, confession. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, the wise man wrote in Proverbs, and he said in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. It's so easy to try to cover our sins, isn't it? It's so easy to come to church and wear a mask and pretends that everything is fine with us, when in reality, we're struggling against sin. It will never prosper us to hide it. It will never prosper us to deny it. It will never prosper us to justify it. We confess it. Whenever we are guilty of whatever sin it is, whether it's looking at pornography, whether it's drinking, whether it's drugs, whether it's gambling, whether it's women, whatever it is, when we are guilty of that sin, then is the time to come and confess it. Don't hide it, don't deny it, and don't justify it. Confess it. Well, the second thing he says here is A, affirm it, believe it. You see, it's a lot easier for us to talk to God about our sin than it is to believe that He has forgiven us. Isn't it? We can tell God about it all day, but when it comes to really realizing the reality of the truth that He, the moment I confess it, has forgiven me that sin, it's so much harder to believe it, isn't it? Dear brethren, we must not only confess the sin, but we must affirm it by believing God's Word. Now, how can we ever experience God's transforming grace if we cannot believe His Word? If I can't believe what God has said, then I'll never experience transforming grace in my life. So we must come and not only confess our sin, but we must believe the truth of God's Word. And do you know what John 8 and 32 says? It says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's the reality tonight. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 6. And I want you to see what Paul said in Romans chapter 6. Romans 6:6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Now I want you to know tonight that there are no resolutions and ordinances that we have to keep in order to die to sin. We're already dead. If you are in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, then at Calvary you were in Him when He died, you were in Him in His burial, and you were in Him when He was raised to life. Isn't that wonderful tonight? I tell you, my dear brethren, you don't have to do anything to become dead. You are dead in Jesus Christ. But you see, most of the time, we walk around acting like that's not the truth. And that's why he comes down in verse 11 of this same chapter and he says, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Reckon it. Count on it. Believe it. This is the reality of the truth of God's almighty grace tonight. We have something, dear brethren, that has already set us free. Now, Paul is saying, now. It's an emphatic now. Now live in the reality of this truth that you are free from sin through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's like the cowboys long ago when they would break that horse, they'd ride him into town, but you know, he wasn't used to the hitching post, so they had to tie him up pretty tight. And after that horse tried to get away so many times, he finally just gave up. And then they could just kind of loosely wrap those reins around the post. But the horse could have gotten away any time it wanted. It was not tied. Now that's where the devil comes in, and he tells us, you just need to quit trying to get free. Because you can't do it. But my dear brethren, the reality of the truth of the gospel is you're already free. There's nothing binding you. There's nothing holding you because you are free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now live like it. Now brethren, he says, are, request it. James says, you have not because ye ask not. And I want you to know that because of this wonderful transforming grace that has set us free in Jesus Christ, we can come to God and ask Him to change our lives and make us free from the sins that bind us. And you know what? He'll do it. He'll do it. Now, I want you to see in Lamentations chapter 3, there's hope for us. There's hope for every sinner here tonight. There's hope for every sinner that's struggling against sin. There's hope for every sinner that is trapped in sin. There is a way out, and it's through the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to give you this hope now. This is what he says in verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, God has borne so long with me. I rejoice in a long-suffering God tonight who has borne so long with my wanderings and my failings and my unfaithfulness to Him. What a God we have that He's not already consumed me. But His compassions are so great. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. You know that every morning we get up, the slate is wiped clean, and we have a new beginning and a fresh start to serve the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, sin does not have to bind you down. You can break free and live a life of holiness and righteousness that praises and honors God tonight. Glory, hallelujah. I praise Jesus Christ for delivering my soul. Now let me tell you, I'm not preaching down to you. I'm telling you that I've been there. I've come to the abyss, and I've looked into the pit. And one false step, my dear brethren, I would have gone over. My marriage would be gone. My ministry would be gone. My family would be gone. And I would have been brought down to great shame and degradation. But I want you to know I had to go, just like you're going to hear about now, and find somebody that I could talk to. And they become my accountability partner. And we found help, my dear brethren. And I want you to know that God has set me free. And for 3.5 years, I've been free for something that bound me for over 20 years. And I tell you, it's wonderful to stand in the path of righteousness and feel so exhilarating, because God has set me free, and He can set you free. Bless God.